This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour here of this live Sunday edition. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you at discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Richard Rich,
and Melanie.
So we still have that story about the crackdown on unlicensed contractors that we didn't to get into. Plus, we can come back around to the immigration discussion. Both of you guys had stories about immigration tonight. So that's all to come if we get the chance. Of course, your calls and thoughts come first here on Free Talk Live. So we're going to go to the phones and to what may or may not be the fun. Let's talk to Marcus in Toronto. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, great. Actually,
well, maybe not. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Hello? We do hear you. What have you to say to us tonight?
Oh, okay. I was hoping to talk about the Earth being flat. You guys are really touching.
Great.
Well, that's a tough subject to really get out there.
Yeah, because it makes you look insane. I mean, that's really tough.
Well, actually, you know, before you go down that path, the only thing that fellas who believe in it being a pretty blue marble have is shame and ridicule,
everyone.
Like the emperor wears no clothes.
No, they also have science.
Ah, let's talk about science, because it's hard to find a single experiment that shows the Earth being a ball.
You don't need an experiment. You can just go on an airplane and find out for yourself.
How thick
what
is
do you
the
see? Out of curiosity, what do you see on an airplane?
The curvature of the Earth, if you're high enough.
Well, did you know that about 5 years ago, when Flat Earth started making sort of like a breakthrough on the internet, all the airline companies wound up changing their windows. No, I'm serious. They changed
all
their windows.
All the airline companies changed their windows because Flat Earth was getting big. To what did they change their windows exactly?
It's probably a handful of airplane manufacturers.
Uh-huh.
What is the incentive of airlines to make you think the Earth is a different shape?
The old ones got taken in and refurbished with new windows.
Right, buddy. Sure.
They're not really windows.
It's all a big conspiracy.
They're LED screens, so you're not really actually looking at
it. It makes sense if you really think about why you need to lie about it, right?
Okay, how does what shape the Earth is affect you or anybody else's life?
On a daily basis.
Well, see, the way it really works is that if you think about the fact that Satanists have been trying to take over the world.
Whoa.
So they're not already, you don't think they're already running the world?
Well, they are, but finding subscriptions would be really tough.
Well, wait, how are they trying to take over the world if they're already running it? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, no, but see, they still need subscriptions.
What does that mean exactly? Are they signing up for PayPal?
They need new people to start selling their souls to keep you know, what would be a nice way? I have no way of putting this nicely. So I'm kind of hoping subscriptions up is about the only way that I can think of saying it nicely.
Wow, I got to say, this guy has taken Flat Earth to a new level of lunacy with the addition of Satan paranoia added to the mix here.
Think about it. Well, can you name a single experiment? I mean, here you are saying you don't need one.
Wait a minute. You just told me.
Which is a wonderful way to look at it.
Hold on. You just told me, Marcus, that you can't look out a window anymore in an airline because all of the airlines updated every single one of the planes out there at an insane level of cost.
I still want to know why the airlines care.
Yeah, and what exactly did they do? Did they put in magic windows that make it so it sort of reverses the horizon?
They put in concave windows.
So you see
it. See, here's the thing. You got Neil deGrasse Tyson. Is it okay to call him Neil Smokes a Lot of Grass instead?
You can call whatever you want, man.
I've heard him call Black Sox.
I can't call him whatever I want on this show, believe me. But
you could say grass on the radio if that's the question.
Okay, that's
DeGrasse.
But regardless of the fact, he came out saying that even at the height of the ISS, it's so low to the ground that
the International Space Station.
Yeah, the International Space Station. There's
Did you just say that the International Space Station cannot see the curvature of the Earth? Is that your claim?
According to Neil deGrasse Tyson,
I doubt that he said that.
Can it float to the other side of the Earth and tell us what's on the bottom?
It went viral in the flat Earth community.
Well, yeah. Well, the flat Earth community is full of a bunch of people who are ignoring all of the various pilots and, you know, professionals who deal with
mathematicians,
satellite, for instance, technology. Chris Reitman, who is a co-host here on Free Talk Live, he was a satellite tech for many years and dealt with, you
know, part of the conspiracy.
That's what these people believe. They literally believe
the conspiracy that if you think about it is if you look at your typical satellite dish, the one that people hang up in their house to watch TV or whatever the heck you may want to do with a satellite dish, they're always pointed like low to the ground, like as if they're stretching out to a network antenna further
down
the road.
Yeah, dude, you don't know what you're talking about.
But not straight up.
You are out of your mind.
There's a satellite outside the studio that's pointed up at the sky.
Yeah, there's a satellite. Not a satellite. It's a dish. Satellite dish that is is pointed at 97 degrees west in the southern sky, which is relatively high up, actually. It's above the tree line, because if it's below the tree line, you don't get a signal, dude.
Well, that's true, but how far away, if it's pointed so high up, I'd be questioning where the tower is that it's pointing at. Is there?
It's not a tower, dude. It's a satellite that is in orbit around a globular spherical Earth. My God. I mean, you just don't even understand basic anything about how things work in space. You just don't believe anything about what people have told you. I understand being skeptical, man. I'm all in favor of skepticism, but this is like beyond the pale.
How much is the CIA paying for this phone call?
That's a good question. You know, if you talk about space, then you ought to talk about the fact that every single picture that came from an official space agency, in other words, if it says NASA or JAXA on it or various other space agencies, if it has their logo on it, somewhere on that piece of paper, it has to say, this is an artistic rendition. In other words, we've all been buying space art.
Sure,
we've been
buddy.
Buying actual pictures of space.
Because if you really want to think about science,
there's laws that say if you know how bright an object is and you know how far away it is, you can tell how bright that object is once you get to it. That science basically says that the moon would have to be 5 times brighter than a welder's torch if it's truly a quarter of a million miles away and you can see it.
You do realize
as
that the moon
as
doesn't
can
give up
see
light.
Here.
Now, is that a conspiracy too?
Now the question is, when
this guy doesn't know jack squat about anything.
Are the other planets round or are they flat too?
They're all balls of light. We've never been there, so as far as we're concerned, it's balls of light. They've actually proven. I mean, think about it. If we go by the fact
my
that
my intelligence
the sun,
is going down over time, I can feel my IQ points actually slipping away listening to you, Marcus. I don't understand what it is that you think that you're bringing of value because you're so misinformed. It's actually really sad to listen
well,
to this call.
Why don't you inform me?
Satan has a grasp.
No, I can't. You wouldn't believe anything that we say to you. You don't believe if we bring a pilot on the air, if we bring a pilot on the air and he tells you he's seen the curvature of the Earth, you'll just believe he's part of a conspiracy.
Or a scientist, or an astronaut, or a mathematician.
If you think about pilots, they already have to hide the fact that their jet planes work on a perpetual jet engine. Or a perpetual motion machine, which is actually a jet engine. Because if you think about,
oh my God,
Why would the pilots have to hide that? Don't refuel the
plane. Okay, you only
planes?
Got like 3 seconds left.
Oh my God. I don't even want to say thanks for that call. I mean, it was just the most mind-numbing claptrap. It's just hard to believe that someone is actually that ignorant. Thank you for the call, I guess. Just out of habit. Thank you for revealing how truly ignorant people absolutely can be.
True believers.
855-450-FREE. Now, that's not to say that there aren't conspiracies and the government is, you know, isn't covering things up, but I don't think that's one of them. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Yes, you can call in about anything you want.
Apparently, we have just proven that.
Even if it is true madness. Or ignorance. Or both. It's Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
And I do want to let you know about LibertyCon. That is coming up in April. It's actually April 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. You'll be able to network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. I don't think I've ever been at an event with that many, you know, groups that are going to be represented. That's going to be amazing. Plus, they'll have some pretty great debates. At least that's the way it's shaping up. One will be called, Is Government Necessary? Which will feature David Friedman taking the position that, nope, it's not. And then Timothy Sandifer will be arguing that government is indeed necessary. There's another debate scheduled called Does Capitalism Require Government Intervention? In that debate, Gene Epstein, the economics editor for Barron's, will be debating Stephen Pearlstein from the Washington Post. Epstein will take the anti-intervention stance, and Pearlstein will argue in favor of intervention. Plus, lots of great speeches will be on deck as well over at LibertyCon. Go to LibertyCon.com, use code FTL, save $10 on your tickets. That's LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and we'll see you there April 3rd through the 5th, because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from that event. I'm looking forward to checking it out for the first time. It'll be my first LibertyCon. So we can, of course, take your calls and thoughts. You can talk about whatever is on your mind. All right, back to the world of the real, where people are having their rights destroyed. That's what people, in my opinion, should be caring about rather than flat earth claptrap.
Well, they're having their rights taken from them on the flat earth.
Well, that's what they would have you believe. But anyway, Hillsborough County WFLA reporting at News Channel 8 that County Sheriff Chad Cronister announced the completion of an investigation into unlicensed contracting on Tuesday morning, which led to the arrest of more than 100 people.
So calling an investigation is a little misleading.
Well, they spent police resources and
time.
It
was a sting operation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They spent a lot of money on this, right? They spent a lot of time. And obviously, there's no real crime in Tampa Bay because they were able to spend all this time on going after unlicensed contractors. The sheriff said, quote, the Tampa Bay housing market is booming right now, but that also means fraudsters are looking to exploit homeowners. Oh, he's going to claim that someone's committing fraud because they're unlicensed?
No.
Well, the only way that would be fraudulent
is if you claim to be licensed.
Right.
It's kind of like being a lawyer in New Hampshire. You can do it as long as you don't say you're licensed.
I have lived in Florida, and I have hired people who have not had licenses to do things.
Good.
And that is specifically why I hired those people to do the things, because I didn't want to pay the extra costs necessary with hiring a licensed contractor, because they had to pay a bunch of money to, like, go through all kinds of unnecessary classes and, you know, pay licensing fees or whatever. And so they got to charge more in order to recoup their costs in that case.
And not every skill requires a license, right?
That's
some of it
true.
Just experience doing it repeatedly gives you the skill set necessarily to do it for somebody else for
right.
pay.
And I wasn't disappointed with the quality of the work. The work was delivered. It was delivered on time. It was delivered within the budget that was expected to be delivered. And, you know, it was somebody that I had a connection with, so I was able to help a friend out who, you know, needed to get some work, right? But it was all illegal in that case. Plus, an unlicensed contractor isn't as likely to go and pull a permit for the work that they're doing. So if you're doing work indoors and, like, code enforcement can't drive by and figure out what you're doing, then the unlicensed contractor is protection against having to pay unnecessary fees to whatever state bureaucracy happens to be around to give you the permission slip to have the work done in the first place, which, of course, is the reason why the state is going after them. They're missing out on revenue from all of these unlicensed contractors. Every one of these unlicensed contractors they busted is a person who didn't give the state any money to do the business that they're doing. So that's why they're upset.
Yeah, and some of, I don't know how much of the story it's in, mm-hmm. but I think some of them were, like, licensed to do specific jobs.
But not others.
And when they got to the job site, this is why it's kind of, you know, they got sting operation and entrapment. They got to the job site and said, hey, while you're here, can you take a look at this? And then busted them for the additional stuff. They're like, oh, yeah, I can take a look at that for you, too.
Oh, that's even shady from, like, a statist perspective.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
Stephen Velletri is among dozens of contractors who were arrested. A search of the FDLE sex offender registry shows that Velletri was convicted of rape in New York State in 1998.
That's not even relevant to his contractor.
Just imagine for a moment, the sheriff said. this person who was convicted of rape coming into your home where your loved ones are.
They would have licensed him if he asked for the license.
They probably would have.
Because it's irrelevant to the job that he's doing.
Is that true, though? Because a lot of things like that will bar you for irrelevant convictions.
Yeah, well, I don't know. None of us live in Florida. We don't know what the requirements are on being a contractor down there. But really, a 20-year-old rape conviction is going to prohibit you from fixing somebody's pipes or whatever?
According to the states, dangerous to have that rapist fixing pipes.
Just because somebody made, you know, did something wrong 20 years ago means they can't.
I don't know if that's the phrasing I would use for rape. Did something wrong 20 years ago.
It is something wrong. I didn't say made a mistake.
Something wrong is like stealing a candy bar.
Crime 20 years ago. Violated
rape is bad. There's no doubt about it. But are you suggesting that because someone has once been a racist, that they must always be a rapist, that they must always be a rapist?
I mean, that pretty much I don't know. Like, to me, that was like pretty much like, okay, you're out of society now. Bye. Like,
maybe you wouldn't hire them, but that doesn't mean.
But you're also presuming that
working.
Well, and you're presuming that the conviction was relevant or legitimate. What if it was someone who said he raped her?
Didn't do
statutory
it.
Rape.
Yeah,
could have been that too. So just because he's listed as a rapist doesn't mean he actually really did anything. It could have been, you know, somebody claiming that he raped
her. But you were kind of arguing as if we assume he did it, because you're
I'll go ahead and assume he did it. Mark Edge
stops him.
Committed a murder, according to the legal system, back in 1987 or whatever
but
it was.
But we're not assuming that Mark Edge committed murder, and in fact, Mark Edge did not commit murder.
That's what he says, and I believe him about that. But he assisted with the commission of a murder. And was ultimately convicted and went to prison for 8 years.
Yeah, I don't really
nearly 9 years.
Buy that
don't
either.
Let him back on the air. He's not suited for this job anymore.
You know, shouldn't people get a chance, you know, to try again and have a better life and, like, I don't know, make amends if possible and try to do things right?
Also, if he's a danger to society, don't let him out of jail, right? Well, that's the other thing.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, if he's as dangerous, why is he walking around? But. Yeah, no.
If he was dangerous, then the first place he went to fix the sink or whatever, he'd rape somebody there, you know? And, like, it probably wouldn't, if he didn't get shot in that moment, then there probably would be a criminal case brought against him for that. And then, you know, then you'd know about that.
Yeah, so licensing shouldn't be a thing, but I'm not going to sit here and say that rapists are safe just because licensing shouldn't be a thing. It's two separate issues.
I didn't say rapists are safe. Sure. I said a guy who committed rape 20 years ago may not be the same person he was 20 years ago.
I think they're trumping up that charge for
the same person.
Article.
He didn't, like, CRISPR himself into a brand new person.
Every 7 years.
He's still him.
Actually, every 7 years, your whole body supposedly changes all of its cells out, so technically he's not still him.
He's like three guys, once removed from that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think your cells pretty much clone themselves exactly, though. So, yeah, he still is.
855, 450, free. But people can change, can't they? It's Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A suspect is in custody after ambushing two New York City police officers, one Saturday night and again on Sunday morning. The first was a shooting toward officers in their patrol van. Then, according to Police Commissioner Dermot Shea,
just before 8 o'clock this morning, less than 12 hours from being here last night, a man walked into the 41st Precinct Station House on Longwood Avenue here in the Bronx. He immediately pulls out a gun and fires multiple rounds towards the desk area.
A lieutenant was hit in the arm. Both men are expected to make a full recovery. In China, the death toll from the coronavirus is now over 900. And there are now 40,000 confirmed cases in China. 14 Americans have contracted the disease here in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, dial toll free here. Bring up what you want. Number's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Melanie.
Also, ForkFest is coming up this summer. It's going to be June 29th until July 5th, and Free Talk Live will be there broadcasting from the event. People were talking about it just this evening, as a matter of fact. Lots of folks excited about ForkFest because it's a decentralized libertarian camping event, and decentralized meaning that there's no board of directors, there are no organizers, therefore there's no tickets, therefore there's no price of tickets. So you just get your campsite or RV site or motel room, if you like, from Rogers Campground. That's the location of ForkFest. Very beautiful location in the White Mountains of northern New Hampshire. It's just absolutely splendid to spend some time there, especially in the summertime when it's warm during the day, cools down at night, and you'll be surrounded by a bunch of really cool liberty-oriented folks, whether they be libertarians or voluntarists or liberty-loving anarchists. There's going to be a bunch of great people there at ForkFest, and they will decide what to bring to the table, meaning that there's each individual decides, you know, what to contribute. Meaning if you want to just go and attend and hang out and go to a campfire or make a campfire or whatever, that's cool. Or maybe you want to create something for the other attendees to attend. This last year in 2019, there was a giant dome that was created
that was cool.
On a couple of campsites by the guys from AnyPay, which was super cool. There was also a fairly large tent, which was kind of like a party tent that was going on as well. So, like, there's different things happening at different times and at the same time. Alt Expo had their own tent there where they had various different speeches going on. This year, there's going to be something called Ladies Night Out, and they're going to be putting together some sort of curriculum. I'm not sure what that's going to look like yet. I've heard there's going to be performances involved. I don't know what that means, but, you know.
Are you invited?
I think everybody's invited, but as I understand it, they're going to have a paid performance, meaning you have to pay, and it's going to be a closed-off thing, so only people paying could get into that thing, whatever that's going to be. And again, I don't know what it is, because I'm not organizing it.
I've also never been invited to a ladies' night. So.
I'm just, this might be your first time, then. And so that's one of the things that's going to happen. I heard that Jay Noon's bringing back Man Camp, which he did last year for the first time. So it's really just completely decentralized. We don't know everything that's going to be offered there, and that's part of the fun. It's just showing up and figuring it out. Now, of course, you can connect early with some of the attendees by going to the ForkFest chat room on Telegram. How do you find that? You go to ForkFest.party, and there's a link right there to the chat room. There's also a ForkFest forum. Not as busy, but it's there in case you want to connect with other people. Go to ForkFest.party, learn more about the event. And again, mark your calendar June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020. The website, ForkFest.party. We go to your calls and thoughts. We can talk more about the crackdown on unlicensed contractors in Tampa Bay. 100 people arrested for just trying to help people get things done around the house.
You think they had like one steakhouse set up and they just kept inviting contractors in?
That's exactly what they did. During the bust, here, undercover detectors claiming to be homeowners in need of repair work, so they were lying, committing deception, throughout the county, caught more than 100 unlicensed contractors in an investigation nicknamed Operation House Hunters. They used
terrible.
They used 5 homes, apparently, in the bus, not just one. The sheriff said, quote, "They want your hard-earned money, and they don't care if you're left with poor quality work that could put you and your loved ones at risk."
That doesn't even go hand in hand. You can get poor quality work from a licensed contractor.
Yes, you can.
And you can get great work from an unlicensed contractor.
Yep, but that's the mythology they want you to believe, is that the state piece of paper is going to somehow separate you from shoddy workmanship.
No, not at all.
The sheriff's office provided a video that shows 3 people being arrested. One of those in the video is Troy Massey, advertising his services on Craigslist, say the investigators. He told detectives he could install lighting and paint the inside of a home for $1,100.
I'll bet he could.
Detectives learned that Massey's state-certified contractor's license was revoked in 2011 after he was disciplined 2 years for... disciplined 2 years prior for abandoning a project in Hillsborough County and failing to take care of the requirements imposed upon him during the disciplinary hearing. Well, there's your proof. He had a license.
There you go. And did shoddy work.
He abandoned the entire project.
There you go. Can't trust those licensed contractors.
Yep. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Sean in Tennessee listening to, I believe you're in Chattanooga. Hello?
Yes.
Listening to WGOW. Go ahead, Sean.
I was just calling to touch on the flat earth topic.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Can you touch all around the flat earth
topic? I was just thinking, I mean, you could put yourself in, like, one of 3 categories. Either you're, like, omniscient, or you have firsthand firsthand knowledge of something, or you just, like, believe whatever.
So which category are you in when it comes to the flat earth theory?
Well, at this point, I think that I'm just somebody that's been taught something as far as, like, the round earth.
And so you're in the third category of just believing without
being
omniscient.
Saying he believes.
Well, there's only 3 categories. He's not omniscient. He doesn't have first-hand knowledge because he's been taught these things. So he has to be, according to his theory, he has to be in the third category of just believing.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, I think that you can only be one. You can know everything, like, you know, God, or you're just, you've got complete first-hand, you know, first-hand experience.
So just to be clear, you are an agnostic? When it comes to the Earth, you don't know whether it's round or flat. You have no opinion.
Will, I couldn't really completely know, and I think all of us couldn't really completely know as long as
what about the people who have seen it?
And I think.
What about the people with firsthand knowledge?
Well, somebody with firsthand experience or knowledge, I think that with me, I mean, they would really have to persuade me that it's round Earth.
Okay, so if they had gone up in an airplane and they've been up there multiple times and they say, Sean, I have seen with my own two eyes the curvature of the Earth.
Sean would still be a believer because that does not give him firsthand knowledge.
Well, wait, what does he believe?
Doesn't matter.
Well, I'd still be, I guess, not necessarily believer, but just somebody that you could only try to get to believe is what I was trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you called in to tell us that you have no opinion on the shape of the Earth.
Well, I would put myself in the third category. I was just trying to, you know, create like the scale, because I definitely know I'm not omniscient. I don't know everything, and I don't have like this firsthand experience. But what's left is you were all just like students that are just going to be told, and like somebody's going to try to persuade that this is the way it is.
Well, there's no doubt that, you know, so-called authorities should be questioned and distrusted. You should not believe somebody simply because they say they, you know a thing or whatever. But when it comes to something like this, where there's not like a real serious limitation on the number of people that could have this knowledge, meaning that there are tens of thousands of, you know, airline pilots, for instance, at any given moment that are, you know, daily up and about doing things.
Well, and passengers, if you don't believe that they switched out the windows.
Well, of course, the airline pilots get a larger view, right?
Sure,
like they get a much, much larger window. It's easier to see that. There's also, of course, everybody that's ever been involved in calculating satellite, you know, their trajectory around the Earth.
I mean, I heard you guys talking about pilots and the planes, but the altitude of just the plane, I don't think would be enough to.
Well, that's certainly your opinion.
I operate as though the world is round, and I trust those who believe that the world is round when they're operating with my safety in mind.
Yeah, you do have to trust someone in this case if you want to make a decision about this, in which case I will trust the thousands of individuals who have had personal experience with this, including some who are close into my life, and I don't think they're part of some crazy government conspiracy to cover up the so-called flat Earth. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk
Live. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. They're actually talking about the flat earth in the chat room right now.
Stay out of the chat room, then.
On Discord, so get on in there. As Gene the Christian Anarchist says, he knows lots of people in the South and doesn't know anyone who believes in the flat earth. Well, you know, maybe there are more flat earthers out there, but they just keep it to themselves, right? Like,
let's keep it that way.
Yeah.
You can have your own little flat earth cult over there.
Yeah. They have conventions, by the way, from what I understand.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the thing is with the flat earth people, you never really know if you're being trolled or if they really do believe what they say that they're saying, you know?
If it's a troll, it's a long game, right?
It is.
I could believe that a few years ago when they started coming out of the woodworks and actually pitching it. But I think that those early trolls have managed to legitimately convince a lot of people that they are correct.
Mm.
And the second wave of flat earthers are true believers.
It's scary stuff, but, you know, some people will believe anything. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. William is on the line in Virginia. He's listening in Norfolk to WNIS. Hey, William.
Hey, what a great show. I love it,
thanks,
man. Flat Earth. You got to be kidding me. You know, but all you have to do to prove that the Earth is not flat is to go to the beach, because I live in Virginia Beach, and look.
They won't believe you.
The ocean. No, the ocean water is actually way over your head. If you look straight out, you can see the curvature of the Earth on the ocean. You can see it clear.
I'm sure they've got some cocky poppycock explanation for that,
yeah,
too. But
every rebuttal you can think of, they've got some weird conspiracy theory to support not believing it.
Well, I think that they are the conspiracy. But anyway.
Could be a conspiracy to waste our time.
Could be.
Yeah, something like that. I have something that makes sense about contracting in the legitimate, illegitimate contractors, et cetera.
Okay.
I've been doing this for 45 years, building and construction, industrial, et cetera. I started out, I was cheating. You know what I mean? I was an illegal contractor.
Oh, no.
But then, good for you.
Yeah. You know, it was the way it was. You know, you're a young kid. You don't know. You're just pushing the lawnmower, you know. I didn't have a permit. But
that's what our other caller got
credit
for.
You were probably able to mow that lawn without a permit.
Amazing.
That's true. But the one thing that happened is that the contractors that did pile up, which I go behind quite a few, actually, annually, that don't know what they're doing, that are licensed and are supposed to be so. I would trust the unlicensed guy. He's asking more questions than the ones that are licensed and think they know it all.
Mm.
That's where we're at now.
That's important when you vet anyone to do work initially, right?
Exactly.
During that interview process where you ask them about, you know, the scope of the work, what their skill set is, get referrals.
Get referrals. Right. Show me your work.
Show
me,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's more important than show me the piece of paper that the government gave you that says you can do this.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it comes from. You know, there's the Department of Occupational Regulation here in Virginia, and they have ratings on what you do by the jobs you do. You know what I'm saying? If you do an industrial job and you've done them many times, et cetera, you're qualified.
And that could exist without the government, right? So I just want to clarify that without the state, without the bureaucracy, you could still have ratings that could be done
in
the market.
I agree with that, but I agree with you 100% about whether the state's required or not. What the state does in this case here is if a contractor that's licensed goes bad, okay, and leaves a job half done, that customer that believes this contractor, you know, is all sincere, can get up to $20,000 reimbursement on that job to get it fixed.
From who?
From the contractors. We all pay into a fund. It's called Contractor Recovery Fund.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Well, then why couldn't somebody just make sure? Why couldn't we just have insurance policies, and you could make sure that your guy is insured?
Well, or bonded.
You do have insurance policies for that. They are there, and it's required in some cases that you have to have a bond or a surety, a bond, which means that you will complete the job, and that's a bought out at the implement of the job at the point at the beginning. And that would happen is if the contractor died, just example, he did a great job, but he died in between before the surety insurance policy would cover the rest of the job to get it completed.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, what you're describing could totally exist without the, you know, central bureaucracy of the state.
I agree.
And should still be the customer's choice to go with the contractor that has the insurance bond.
That's true.
Right.
William, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, yeah, but see, I'm a state in Virginia, you know, of course, we're going to work what happens here, you know, the Second Amendment thing. I'm not trying to bring that up, but that's how bad it's gotten. You know, they're in my pocket. They're in my business. It's getting overwhelming.
Yeah.
At a point.
It's going to get worse.
Now they're affected. It's going to get worse now.
Yeah. Sure
it's real bad. But I didn't know that you guys existed, but I want to give you a plug.
Thanks, dude. Hey, do me a favor. If you like the show, go ahead and call WNIS during the week and tell them thanks for airing Free Talk Live and tell them you want to hear more of us because we're actually live seven nights a week.
That would be great.
They only take our Sunday show.
That would be great.
So.
Yeah, I'd like to even be part of that.
Thanks, William. I appreciate your time, man. Thanks for the call tonight. And, of course, you can always listen live or anytime you want at freetalklive.com. We have downloadable archives that go back for years, I mean, more than a decade. Let's talk to Pat in Michigan. Listening, Pat, where are you? You in Alpena? Where are you calling from tonight?
Yeah. Well, outside of Alpena. I'm by the Thunder Bay there in top of the
Michigan. Welcome. You're on Free Talk Live.
All right, well, I've been listening to all these flat earthers. You guys kind of threw me off my game with that. And
I
would say to all those people who actually believe it, go to a bar near a naval base and talk to an old gunner and see if you don't have to throw the bullet over the hump.
I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
The arch of the earth. You can only shoot as far as you can see. Other than that, you have to use trajectory.
Oh, okay.
There isn't such. Like they was talking about them lines on the map to find the Ukraine and such, you know.
Pat, anything else you want to share tonight, man?
Well, I've been an off-the-grid carpenter. I'm almost 60. I'll be 60 here in April.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been an off-the-grid carpenter my whole damn life.
Awesome.
Or somebody else who was thieving me, you know, and paying me $10, $12 an hour.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I tell you what, I have only learned from maybe two people I worked for in my whole life. Other than that, I've been smarter than all my bosses, which were licensed. And it's yep. ridiculous.
Good for you, man, and that you've made it work your entire life, and you've worked for countless people, I imagine, in that time who've probably hired you back to do more work. Am I right about that?
Well, no. I mean, it's pretty skinny up here right now. It's really? The middle of winter. It's feast and famine.
I mean, over 60 years or whatever, however many years it's been. I mean,
I've given some referrals.
Yeah.
No, well, I've had legal implications and speed bumps in the road of life, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
We've talked before about...
Yeah, yeah, I recall your calls.
But anyway, I'm just saying that it can be overcome. Hell, I got 13 acres. I've been off the grid for 8 years. When things get real tough, I got meat in the backyard.
All right, brother. Hey, Tim, Pat, thanks for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing
all right,
from you.
I love you boys, man.
Thanks, brother.
Peace
thanks.
Out.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, I have had unlicensed contracting work done the whole time I've been here in New Hampshire, and had one guy who, you know, I kept hiring again and again and again because he did great work and did it affordably and like, knew everything.
Yeah, and most license requirements, they don't actually make sure you're doing the job properly or make sure you know how to do the job or make sure you're doing the job safely.
Nope.
They just take a bunch of money and have you do a bunch of obnoxious tasks sometimes that have nothing to do with your job or that are so ridiculously like, oh, did you know you were supposed to wash your hands type level?
The written exam.
Let me get Carl in here in Virginia listening to WNIS. Good, Carl.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Go ahead.
You guys have an awesome show. First time caller, so I want to go ahead and get that out of the way up front.
Unfortunately, you're short on time, so try to make it brief.
Okay, flat earth is a philosophy. I have a few guys that work for me, and they believe in it. It's about questioning everything that you haven't seen with your own eyes or felt with your hands or whatever. It's about not trusting anything that you're told, but instead questioning everything until you have what you feel to be conclusive proof. So a lot of them don't necessarily believe the earth is flat, but they do subscribe to the philosophy.
All right.
I see. Well, there's nothing wrong with questioning everything. I mean, that's something
like
that
the Church
I can,
of the Flying Spaghetti Monster,
I can support.
Yeah, but once you get answers.
Well, you still can't trust the answers, right, unless you've seen it with your own eyes. I get where you're coming from. Carl, call us another time, man. We're out of time for tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. I wish we had more time for it, but we don't.
That's the best explanation so far.
But I do want to say thanks also to Brad75552, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Check out Richie at anarchistexperience.com for his podcast, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office? Have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules like monogamy? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, live, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.